dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. That's right. Time once again for You Big Dummy. You are a dummy. These are real stories, real news stories of people being really dumb and doing dumb stuff. We read them and we vote. Dummy number one, dummy number one. A man called British police after his ex-girlfriend refused to give him back his pet hamster. Then he accused her of making it fat. English police released a series of bizarre calls to their non-emergency phone line this week. The man explained he wanted his hamster back, but his girlfriend refused. She stated she would care for the animal better than he would, to which he replied that she overfed it and made him look like a fat little pig. A police spokesman released the calls in an effort to educate people about when it's appropriate to call the police and when it's appropriate to contact another organization. There is no word on who ended up with the hamster.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period. Dummy.
Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy number two. If you're doing a drug deal, it's probably a good idea to double check the number. That's the lesson one woman learned when she sent a police officer a text offering meth for sale. The Johnson County Sheriff's Office said the woman allegedly sent the text message to a number belonging to a New Whiteland Police Department officer. Undercover detectives exchanged messages with her, and she allegedly sold him a half ounce of methamphetamine at a fast food restaurant. She was arrested on charges of dealing methamphetamine and dealing a controlled substance.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
Dummy number three, dummy number three. All right, dummy number three, our reader this week is Jeff. For being our reader, Jeff wins a $25 Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations. One is 900 feet from my front door, literally. And you can order them online at loumalnati's.com. Let's hear from Jeff.
This is just for you, big dummy. Police are on the lookout for a brazen thief who broke into a YMCA to steal cash from a register. The problem? It was a kid's toy register, and the money was fake. Security footage captured the man kicking through the ductwork in the ceiling of the YMCA Child Development Center in California. He then dropped to the floor to break into a cash register, stealing all the money inside before making a daring escape out the door. There's just one problem. The cash register in question is a children's toy filled with play money. Sergeant Dan Marshall has a theory as to the burglar did not stop and think. Thieves tend to have specific MOs with stuff that they follow and stuff they are comfortable with. They don't get caught doing it once, and they figure, hey, it's a tried and true method. And now back to you, Nick.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy. I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
Dummy number four, dummy number four. A man found with a large amount of marijuana stated he wasn't a drug dealer, but instead bought pot in bulk to save money. A Florida Keys trooper pulled over two individuals in a 2005 Chevy Silverado because some of the letters on the license plate had been removed. While standing beside the truck, the officer smelled the strong odor of raw marijuana and burnt marijuana from inside the vehicle. The officer then searched the pickup and found a marijuana grinder, several blunts in the ashtray, and four jars full of marijuana inside. The trooper then asked if the man was dealing. The driver explained that, quote, the marijuana was for his personal use and that it was cheaper for him to buy it in bulk every other month. Authorities did not buy the story. He now faces charges of possession, possession with intent to sell, and conspiracy to commit those crimes. I just smoke a lot of pot, man. What do you want from me?
Well, the only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them. My only child is a dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Let's see. An employee at the Royal Canadian Mist is accused of stealing $180,000 worth of gold by putting it in his rectum. The case against 35-year-old Leston Lawrence alleges he smuggled out 18 gold pucks and sold them to Ottawa gold buyers, according to a news report. According to records, 18 pucks and dozens of gold coins were stolen between November of 2014 and March of 2015, totaling $179,000. Lawrence's alleged smuggling was uncovered by a teller at the Royal Bank, who was alerted at the size and number of checks he deposited. Lawrence would receive checks of about $6,800 from Ottawa gold buyers and deposit them into the Royal Bank branch in the same shopping plaza, which led to a probe that uncovered four gold pucks in his safety deposit box. Upon investigation, authorities discovered Lawrence set off the mint's metal detector more often than other employees, but regularly passed a manual search with the handheld wand. Lawrence was terminated following the incident and is now awaiting trial.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
That's right. All right. We've got a vote. We got the British guy who called the cops and said that his girlfriend wouldn't give him hamster back, and now she's making it fat. We got the dummy the woman who called up a police officer to sell meth. We've got the dummy who stole a cash register that was for kids and fake money. We've got the dummy who had a bunch of marijuana in his car and said it was just for personal use. And we got the dummy who put gold pucks up his butt. All right, so Dan?
As someone who buys in bulk, I can kind of appreciate that line.
The Sam Club of pot.
Yeah, the Sam's Club of pot. Right. You know, and the dummy in five was a dummy because he, like, cast the checks in the same plaza as the bank, so that's pretty stupid. But I just imagine that robber falling through the YMCA ceiling and, like, looking around and just seeing this register and be like, well, at least I got this, and then, you know, finding out later.
Okay, so you're going for the guy fell through the ceiling at the Y, stole the fake money. Okay. Veronica, who are you voting for?
I'm going for the same one because I love the hamster story because, you know,
you're making my hamster fat.
Yeah.
But the guy has to be a dummy not to be able to tell the difference between a real register, which would be made of metal or something heavy, and a little plastic register. And the feel of the money has to be, you know, a giveaway.
Yeah.
Those little plastic coins and the weird.
There's no question
material.
He's an idiot. He's a dummy.
I mean, I get it. He was in a hurry and everything, but.
Okay. Esmeralda?
I have to be the only one to go with the hamster one.
No, you're not going to be the only one.
Because I love he's like made my hamster fat.
We have a tie, so we need somebody to call in. 312-981-7200. Which dummy wins? The dummy who stole the fake register with the fake money or the dummy that Esmeralda and I are voting for who called up the cops because his girlfriend made his hamster fat?
What did he want? Like, what did he want?
He wanted his hamster back. He wanted the cops to get the hamster back.
Oh, and then he would
She refused to give the hamster back, so he called the cops and said, I want my hamster back.
Could you see it, though? Like, when he gets, if he does get it back, then he has to train the hamster because he wants to slim it down.
Right. He's going to put it on a treadmill, a little hamster treadmill.
Oh, and he wore a little headband, little sweats.
He's got Richard Simmons shorts on. Okay, we've got the deciding vote is our listener here, and it's Doug. Hey, Doug.
Hi, Nick. I have to go with the dummy that fell through the ceiling.
All right. So the dummy who fell through the ceiling was the winner. Doug, hang on. We're going to give you some Lou Malnati's, okay, buddy?
Awesome. Thank you.
Hang on a second. There you go. That's our deciding point. Well, Esmeralda, you and I like the fat hamster.
Yes.
Okay. But the dummy of the week, Veronica and Dan, it goes to the guy who fell through the ceiling. He really is probably the biggest dummy, I would have to say. But I just found the other story.
I love that story about the hamster.
Yeah.
Because I think not only did he want his hamster back, but he also wanted to stick it to the ex.
There's no question about it. All right. We got to take a break. When we come back, we've got Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and then we get Fly right after this. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, cause Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context. What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context. Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight guy. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran at 6. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for your requests for Fly Jams Friday, which is coming up. But this is Straight Out of Context. This is when you, the listener, listen to this radio station 24-7. You should anyway, because this station rules. To everybody on this station, and if anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down all the information and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. nickdshow@gmail.com. Now, Esmeralda was not here for last week's Straight Out of Context. But, Esmeralda, you missed some quality Lou Manfredini.
Aw, man.
Yeah.
I should have told him I was going to be off.
So be clean for 1 week. So, yeah, there was some quality Lou Manfredini in there last week. Okay, Dan, are we ready?
We are.
All right.
First up, Eric submitted this one of Steve Bertrand.
We got wood.
That sounded to me like Dave Ennett. Oh, no, that was Steve Bertrand. Okay, sorry.
Wow,
that was weird. He sounded like Dave Ennett, and they don't sound anything alike. That was very weird. Okay.
Eric also emailed this one of Wendy.
When he licks me, I will give him a treat.
Oh, come on. Come on now. Jeez. All right, next.
Ken in Milwaukee is responsible for the next couple ones. First up, Violetta Podramatic.
It's small in here.
Okay.
And then this one of Ro Anon, Violetta.
We want a guy who's still pumping it out, baby.
Mm-hmm. Ew.
That last part was great. Ew. All right.
And this one of Ro and Anna.
The ladies love it, though, I think. I mean, you're getting great feedback, Ro, on yours.
From the ladies, yeah.
Really love it.
Ooh. Oh, all right.
Matthew sent in this one of you.
Oh. Well, I don't play around with Gilmore Girls, man. What? By the way, did you know that Alexis Bledel, the lovely Rory, turned 35 last week? That just is amazing to me. Amazing. I love her so much. Okay.
All right. This next one sent in by Celine, Brian, and our own Wendy Snyder.
Wendy Snyder participated?
Wendy Snyder sent this in of her producer, Kevin Richter.
He only likes it in the can.
Nice job, Wendy.
By the way, we want to congratulate Kevin on his wedding this weekend.
Yeah, congratulations. Congratulations, Kevin.
Brian heard this one of Lou Manfredini.
This is probably damp and moist right now, so you're going to need to give it a few days to dry out.
There you go, Esmeralda. All
right. John and Gary called this one of Lou.
Before I'd get into my apartment, I would take all my clothes off outside.
What? What the hell? Just getting comfortable for coming home? Yeah, that's what I like to do. I like to strip down in my hallway. All right.
Brian heard this exchange between Dean Richards and Dave Schwann. It started in the newscast and then traveled over into Dean's show.
All right.
Well, I left it in a little too long.
How long did you put it in?
Oh, I don't know, 5 minutes.
They expand beyond their normal size.
Oh, they will explode, yes.
They get gigantic. They get gigantic. It truly is a cool thing to do in unless you put it in for like a couple of minutes like I did.
Oh, see?
And then it explodes all over the place.
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
And I spent like the next 5 hours cleaning.
Can you imagine what would be put inside those and buttons being turned on?
What the hell is going on? What? That's Sunday morning, okay? That's a sacred time. All right.
John and Carol called in this one of Wendy.
I forgot when Jim got that big thing.
All right.
Diane of Naperville submitted this exchange between Brian Noonan, Roger Badish, and producer Cody.
I could put a whole one in my mouth. It's like a contest.
Oh, God, stop. Oh, the image just now.
What?
Just shoving a whole thing into your mouth?
They're little, and
they're not that little.
They're
have
little
you
and
seen
they
Brian's head?
I have a giant mouth.
Good God. I don't even know these people. All right.
Wild Bill emailed this one of Glenn Kozlowski.
Oh, good.
Can't even sniff a quarterback.
Welcome, Koz. All right.
Matthew sent in this one of you.
Pulling out the Cochran. we need to send that one to the show, to the morning show. All right.
Mary heard another one of you.
Her Bieber is spectacular. I was talking about Kate McKinnon. I was talking about her impression of Justin Bieber.
This is what happens when
Bieber.
I leave.
Bieber, yeah, it was Bieber. Bieber, yeah, with a B, not a V. All right, next.
Jim in Florida and Eric submitted these of Wendy and Bill.
I like the balls. I want to physically see it and touch it. I've seen pictures.
Why is it important that you touch it? I'm confused by that part.
I just want to see if it's not flimsy. Because there's various kinds.
What's the other option other than round?
I want some kind of girth to it.
Good God. People. I like that Bill is just confused. Just like, I don't understand what's happening. All right.
Aaron in Wisconsin emailed this one of you.
And I love that he slammed Long Duck Dong. All right.
Scott sent in this one of you.
Big year for the box. Okay. I remember that too. All right.
Brian heard this one of Steve Bertrand.
Can I just give you a little beef?
Oh, I like that one. That's good. Okay.
My good friend Mark Guess and John submitted this one of Rokan.
Tom Skilling's going to tell us where we're getting that whole thing in.
Well, it was all about putting stuff in things this week.
Yes.
Okay.
Very thematic this week.
Jeez.
Billy emailed this one of you.
No, it's actually pretty thick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then.
All right.
And finally, this of our own, Veronica Carter.
I like the smell of wood.
Welcome to the show, Veronica.
Oh, gosh.
Do we break? Dan, should we break?
Yeah, this one. Yeah, these are a longer.
Okay,
cast,
cool. So we got a break, and then we're going to come back, and we've got Nick D's show, Spies, and then we'll get our Fly Jams going. Fly Jams Friday will commence. And again, if you want to get your requests in, it's 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 for Fly Jams Friday, which will be commencing in just a few minutes.
Spies.
Hey.
Spies.
Like us.
Yeah. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Fly Jams Friday coming up momentarily. Get your requests in at 312-981-7200. But before we jump to Fly Jams Friday, We got Nick D Show Spies, and that's when you listen, as you should, 24/7 to this radio station. And whenever anybody mentions me or the show, you become a spy. Jot all the info down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan, what do we got?
Our spies this week are Peter, Celine, and Brian. As we mentioned, Kevin Richter is getting married this weekend, and we heard his out of context earlier. The context of the conversation is they were talking about wedding gifts for his father, and he was asking Bill and Wendy for advice, and as soon as she heard it, she knew it and led to this.
Or just the barware that says, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
The barware is good, but he's so particular because he only likes it in the can or the aluminum bottle. He doesn't like it in bottle or draft.
Wait, will you write this down? This is 126.
Go ahead. What is he saying now?
Kevin, we got to send this to Nick DiGilio. Kevin, will you do it for yourself talking about your father? He only likes it in the can.
No.
You've just opened up a whole new plethora of ideas we can get him.
I'm handing him my badge. I'm handing him my badge.
126.
Nothing says class like neon, Kevin.
That's true.
All right.
Friday, what is today's date? 9/16. I just want a listener to send it in because Kevin won't send it in for himself.
I don't think he can. It's like Wikipedia.
Kevin's dad.
That's his business. All right. Come on.
What? It was perfect. See, that's what out of context is.
I guess.
All right, you know, this was a really beautiful segment until that point.
Until
Wendy.
Then.
I didn't
right,
ruin it.
Right,
you
Kevin?
Ruined it yourself. Until then.
All right, we'll take a quick break.
I like
break.
A bottle.
Thank you, Wendy. Very funny. Very funny. Okay. We got another one?
Yep. Next one is from WGN Radio Theater. Carl and Lisa were talking about your upcoming Crosstalk and your Emmys recap.
We have time to listen to the conclusion of Gangbusters, and I think we're going to talk to Nick DiGilio, find out what's on his show this morning. He's going to probably come in here, pop in here. Nick DiGilio has been on the air here a long time. He's a veteran on this radio station.
I think he's going to be talking about the Emmy Awards that were broadcast, Sunday night. It's Monday morning now. So.
Well, I was really, I'm not going to say, but someone who I was really, really rooting for.
We were both rooting for him.
Yeah, yes. One. I'm not going to say. I don't want to ruin
we'll
it for anybody.
We'll let Nick tell you everything.
Yeah, but all right, really good.
Who were they rooting for?
That was what I was trying to figure out because you guys didn't end up talking about it in Crosstalk.
No.
So I thought maybe Louis Anderson.
Well, yeah. I mean, of course, as everybody should have been. Esmeralda, did you see that Louis Anderson won the Emmy for Baskets?
I heard about it, yeah.
Isn't that fantastic?
Good for him.
It was such a huge surprise. Key and Peele won. Kate McKinnon won. The Emmys were good this year. That, like, a bunch of people who actually deserved Emmys won them. I was so shocked that Louis Anderson won. And Esmeralda, that was the first award of the night. Like, right out of the gate.
Was he
surprised? Of course he was. Everybody in the entire building was surprised. But he's phenomenal on that show. It is an incredible performance playing Zach Galifianakis' mother. Okay, is that it for Spies?
That was it. Yep.
Oh, all right.